Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Can you hear my thoughts?
No.
Your kiss is on my lips because your kiss. Can you hear that?
Nope. Can't hear anything.
No, can you? Can you not hear anything?
No, I can hear you.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Anyway, welcome to Game Classy.
You need a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero you're dreaming of.
I think it's
you'll know, we'll know together. We did it forever, and we know the glory of love.
Glory and power of love. I think it's
fucking lost. It's power. It's glory. It's glory of love for sure.
Okay. So anyway, this is a little bit of a.
Making my dreams come true.
More Hall & Oates.
I'm doing a little bit of a. Wait. What is the? Oh, never mind. I don't want to do more singing right now. I'm gonna do a little bit of an. This is gonna be a little bit of a re-intro episode for us for new listeners.
Why are we doing a re-intro?
Because I feel like we're getting more newer listeners, so I want to like just reintroduce ourselves.
You live in a fucking magical land.
I do.
A magical made up land.
Go into my mushroom house and smoke my Entweed. So welcome to Game Classy. I'm your host Joe, and with me as always is the mistress malice to my Driss Jordan, Steve.
Dude, just call me the Aykroyd to your the stance to your Venkman.
Oh, okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. Huh? I'm the stance to your Venkman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not my Egon?
I do collect spores and mold and fungus.
You could be my Winston.
Winston. I've seen shit that would turn you white.
All right.
Well, I fucking love the Ghostbusters.
I know. You got the Ghostbusters comics right here.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet.
You looking forward to Ghostbusters 3 if it ever eventually comes out?
Yeah, I'll watch the shit out of it.
No, not me.
Oh, watch the shit
and
out
anything
of it.
That's been like rebooted, remade, or sequelized that has had too long has just been terrible.
Did you watch the Star Trek remakes?
The second one wasn't really that good. And
you didn't like Into Darkness?
No, I had my issues with it.
That's because you're a picky vagina.
I am a picky vagina. No, I liked the first one a lot, but that one was... Once again, that wasn't too crazy. I mean, they actually did a very, very good job.
Oh, but what about the RoboCop remake? That's going to be sweet.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. That's going to be awful. Dun,
dun. Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Yeah, at least he said that in the trailer, but I'm like, you're not tricking me, RoboCop remake.
Speaking of remakes... You know what the big release was this cycle?
Spins!
I literally sat at the bunker the other day, you know, sat there and read through the entire book.
Yeah.
Very fluffy. I mean, it is. I mean, there was a ton of information in that book.
Whatever. They keep changing the floof.
The floof.
Like the Centaurians. They came out of nowhere. And now they're ready to serve the Emperor. But I will destroy them when they're in their metal boxes.
And it was. Here's the funny
also,
thing.
Also, who fucking cares about the fucking stupid background? Fuck it. Fuck it. Do it live.
So anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm wait, talking to Mike.
Hello.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure you were still on there.
All right.
So I'm sitting at the bunker and I'm reading through it, and this 15-year-old D-bag comes up to me. And I'm going to say that. He was a 15-year-old D-bag. He's kind of like, you're reading the new Space Marine Codex? I'm like, yeah, he literally said it like that. Like he was trying to engage me in conversation and like be funny about it while he was doing it. And I'm like, yes, I'm reading.
You should have just went, looked him straight in the eyes and just went, no.
They went back to reading.
Yeah.
Lick my finger.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so he's sitting there talking to me. He's like trying to engage me in conversation. I'm just like, you should know better than to engage in conversation at a game store.
Go away.
Go away. And he's like, what do you think of the Centurion's rules? And I'm just like, I don't play these games. Have you ever read the rules? They make no sense.
I think my mic is going in and out.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Am I supposed to be able to hear myself?
You should be. Hold on a second.
I'll only play with myself.
All right, there we go. So we're back.
Mic.
All right, I'll have to edit that. All right, we're back.
Editing butts.
Editing butts. So anyway, the kid's engaging me in the conversation. I'm just like, go the fuck away. I don't want to deal with you. And he's constantly like pushing me, like, because I think he wants to read the rule book to find out if his space marines that his mom bought for him are still good or something like that. And I'm reading the book, and he's constantly like, well, what do you think of the whatever the flyer is? The anti-aircraft tank is.
Whenever the kids used to ask.
As I said, it's going to be a choppy nightmare.
Probably.
All right. So anyway, we're doing God damn it. So, I can't tell my damn Space Marine story.
Once I didn't work there anymore, whenever I was around and the damn wiener kids would ask me things.
Damn wiener kids.
I would everything they asked me, I would just completely disagree. They'd be like, do you think Space Marines are good? And be like, nope.
Nope.
Like, well, should I take plasma guns or bolters? Melters.
Melters. Yeah. Everywhere.
It's just like, whatever they want, it's just like, give them the opposite.
I mean, and I sat there.
You like bikes? Yes, bikes are great.
Well, and I actually turned there, because the kid was starting to get annoying, and I said, look, kid. I go, it's Space Marines. Games Workshop is not going to fuck up Space Marines. Your codex is good. Don't worry about it. So, like, when people are giving honest reviews of the Space Marine codex, I'm just like, why even bother giving a review? Your army is going to be good. The only thing, you're not actually getting a review. What you're getting is you're getting a, what's the word I'm looking for? You're just getting reaffirmation that your army is good. You're just trying to find out what you should min-max in that army. And I don't play 40K. You don't play 40K.
I'm sure maximizing Centurions is the way to go.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, actually, not really. The assault Centurions are not really that good. The Devastator ones are pretty good. I mean, if I'm going to go honest with you, just don't make the assault ones, the ones with the big drill hands.
The poop hands.
The ham hands, the big...
No, the fistos.
Yeah, the kit fistos. So yeah, you got the big fistos. You don't take those guys. Take the Devastator ones and whatever. The Assault Terminator squad is great. There. Hey, look, we did a crunchy 40K review right there.
Yay! If you play Space Marines, you should feel bad.
You should feel bad. Anyway... But, yeah, so there you go. It's a Space Marine book. It's going to be good regardless of anything else.
Yeah, it's a Space Marine book for Space Marine the game.
Yeah. Space Marines.
Space Marine.
For the Emperor. All right.
Oh, man.
Let's go on to something that makes us happy. Let's go on to some Kickstarter stuff. This is going to come out on Sunday. So maybe this will come out right before the Wrath of Kings Kickstarter ends. If not, I mean... You really should know about it, and you probably should have pledged by now, because it is probably the single greatest deal you'll ever get on Kickstarter.
I guess you missed the Reaper one.
Yes, but I mean, this is for like a solid game, a single game.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting, for $200, you're getting 225 models, something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
You're getting a shit ton of stuff. I actually went in on it. I got the $200 level. Just because I was like, I can't
pass up that deal.
I can't pass up that deal. I got a little too. It was like the Polish side of me where I was like, "This is a deal. I gotta get this."
Since when do the Polish side be bargain hunters?
Oh God, all the time. It's like six hams for the price of six for the price of three. Joe, you're never gonna eat six hams. I will eat six hams because I can't pass up this deal.
Hmm.
That's a lot of ham.
I've never heard that stereotype about Polish people.
Yeah, we're cheap.
Although I suppose there was a lot of Jewish people in Poland, so it's probably just runoff.
Well, I didn't also want to say I was being a bit Jewy because I really want to avoid the whole racist moniker
Jewy
that we
is an
get.
Offensive term. You could have just
yeah,
said
exactly.
I was being a bit
by the way,
Jewish
what,
about it.
By when I said that, I put up the little air quotes.
Yeah.
So I'm not a
we use air quotes.
I'm not
all
racist.
The time.
I'm not racist. I'm putting up air quotes.
Yeah,
air quotes. I'm doing it in a non-racist sense.
You know how you know someone's super racist when they go. I'm not racist, but
yeah.
You're like, no. No, but you're racist.
Yeah. I was being a little cheap on that one. Because it's just, I was just like, God, that's such a good deal. And the models do look cool.
Well, they're all sculpted by the sculptors from your
favorite
game.
Rackham, yeah. For Confrontation. I do not, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it for everyone because I don't think the rule set is... perfect. It's not like I was not drooling over the rules when I was reading it. When I was going over them, like the rule book and everything, I'm like, It actually plays a lot like Confrontation. This is more Confrontation Phoenix Edition than anything I've seen so far. However, in 3 months when Cool Mini puts up the next Kickstarter, it's going to be Confrontation
Phoenix Edition.
I'm like, son of a bitch! Actually, if they put out Phoenix Edition, I honestly would just buy the rulebook. I wouldn't, because I have so many figures. It's not even worth it. Unless they put up like something rare and then... See, this is the Polish side of me coming out again. God damn it. But anyway, so what? Here's a question for you. Why do you think this is Cool Mini's 8th Kickstarter that they've done? They've done Zombicide 2. They've done
That's my phone.
I wonder if they can hear that on there. Is it just my? Can you hear it?
No.
Okay, my headphones are really good. So
your mic might pick it up.
Yeah. Anyway, the Zombicide Season 2, Rivet Wars, Relic Knights.
More like Divot Wars.
That actually works too. Sports ball. And a couple.
Did you say Relic Knights? Because that was Soda Relic. Pop, not Cool Mini.
Yep, no, but it was Cool Mini put up the Kickstarter. It was through Cool Mini. Soda Pop did it through Cool Mini.
Shouldn't that still count as a Soda Pop one, though?
Yeah, it's still a Soda Pop, but it's a Cool Mini Kickstarter. And Wrath of Kings, of course. So why do you think that they are so successful with them? And I mean, not necessarily super successful. I mean, Sedition Wars is the other one that I'm thinking of. Sedition Wars, Zombicide Season 1, and Relic Knights all made over $900,000. Over $900,000.
What? $900,000? All right.
And then Zombicide Season 2, of course, made over $2 million.
Right.
And the
Zombicide, dude. I hate that game.
Relic Wars made 500. Sports Ball, I think. Guilds of Cadwal.
Sports Ball.
I think that made over like 100 something. Sort of Rivet Wars. So why do you think they're being? Why do you think they're so successful in what they're doing? Give me an idea. Give me a reason, Steve. Why are they so successful?
What you get for what you pay for.
You think it's the deal?
It's always the deal.
It's always the deal.
I mean, you get. The prices are really good in comparison to what you're getting. And nobody else in the market really offers that kind of a value.
Yeah, and trust me, when you're getting minis with the sculpting quality of Confrontation for, you know, less than a dollar a figure, that's a really, really, really good deal.
Yeah, I mean, just look at Reaper Bones. That is one of the, you know, made over $3 million and like tons and tons of figures because, you know, people weren't passing up the deal.
No, they weren't. I did, because I don't need that many generic figures.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I can't pass the deal. And I don't know. I'd be interested to know how many people are actually playing some of the minis games. But I know Relic Knights isn't even out yet, so nobody's playing that one.
No one's playing that one.
Like
Zombicide. Because it keeps on getting delayed and yeah, delayed.
Things like with Zombicide, it's board games.
Yeah, Zombicide is board game, Guilds of Cadwal and board game.
Mm-hmm. But I do think that there's a decent amount of retailers getting in early on the Kickstarters, because they have like retailer-level package deals.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a decent amount of those sales are coming from retail stores who are going to get it and put it on their shelf, you know, day of the Kickstarter shipment, because they'll get it faster than it goes through normal distribution channels.
Yeah, and that actually makes sense. I mean, I don't know. It's weird to me, like... On one hand, I love Cool Mini because they are putting out something that you're getting a massive deal on. But, you know, the other side, it's like a lot of this stuff should not be on Kickstarter. Like, Zombicide Season 2 is one of the most egregious examples of that. It should not have been on Kickstarter. It was blatant pre-order and that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, that's just something that people are going to have. Until Kickstarter says, like, you can't do this anymore, which is never going to happen. Because Kickstarter makes money off of those projects.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be that way. And it does kind of push out, you know, the small indie guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, the small indie guy can sometimes give you the Doom from Atlantic City.
Yeah, that's very true. By the way, that got picked up by another distributor.
Cryptozoic's
doing it.
Cryptozoic's going to do it, and they're going to fulfill the pledges.
Yay. So all is happy in the world. You get your Cthulhu Monopoly finally, Steve.
Whatever.
You've been trying for that game for years. Fucking
stupid.
I remember you had your own Monopoly board, and you cut out little pictures of Cthulhu from, like, Dragon Magazine, you pasted them onto the board.
Those are pictures of my dick.
Oh, You need to see a doctor.
Uh-oh. I thought everyone's dick looked like that.
No. No.
Uh-oh. Guess this is the end for old Steve.
It's sad when your penis has Dagon for it. Some guy comes into your room, he's like, "Rise, Steve's penis."
It's going, "Kachuda for chocolate, kachuda for chocolate." My dong! What the shit? I have to pee. I can't participate in your ritual. I gotta pee.
Steve has non-Euclidean testicles.
Oh, man. That's a fact.
I also think that something that really helps out Cool Mini is that they have very, very low, what's the word I'm looking for? Goals. That's the word I was looking for.
Well, their goals are just a fucking...
Well, they put low... But the reason why they put low goals on there, and I found this out through a little bit of research, and by a little bit of research, I mean I kind of Googled it. They put low goals because...
When people see a low goal, they're more likely to pledge.
No, not necessarily. When they have a low goal and they start getting maximum percentages over, like Cool Mini, all of their things are over 1,000%. Mm-hmm. That actually pushes you up in Kickstarter's awful, awful, awful ranking system.
Oh.
Because you know how you can't like necessarily search by new Kickstarters. They only let you search by staff picks, what's hot,
yeah, the and new fulfilled. Search is really terrible.
Oh, it's awful.
But I use KickTrack for everything anyways.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Because KickTrack has a sweet search feature and you can like sort. So
yeah. But I mean
if you're using the actual Kick, that's a this one goes out to Dan Dillenois. Because I remember he was the one who was like the most boner jammerific about us putting the Kickstarter links on Facebook. Yeah. If you go to KickTrack instead of Kickstarter.
Why are you giving it away? People will stop going to our Facebook page.
Whatever.
Well, they could stay for the conversation.
Yeah. About dicks and you know penises. Metal boxes. KickTrack has good search features. You can organize it better ways and show you want. You can actually organize it by growth. Be like, which one's growing the fastest?
Well, that's kind of how.
But Surrender the Bible board game. Actually, forget fucking Cool Mini for a second. Surrender the Bible board game. Huge update. Last time we talked about it, $35. Surrender the Bible board game is up to a massive, unbelievable $71.
What? It's probably one of our fans. Buying it to be ironic.
They're not buying it.
They're pledging to be ironic. Yeah. I'm going to get this. But actually, speaking of which, Kevin, who I do
Dix McMuffin.
Kevin, who I do a couple other podcasts with, his wife used to work for Wheaton College. Or not Wheaton College, College of DuPage.
Wheaton.
She worked for College of DuPage, and they have a pretty big bookstore there, and they had the Pope board game. At the store.
Is that where you play as the Pope?
No, you play, like, you and four other people, or three other people, attempt to become the Pope.
Nice. Through, like, is there murder, mystery, and intrigue?
No. It's basically, you just go around, it's like, you go around a circle, you land in a spot, and you pull out a card, and the card says, you know, you're 35 years old, this means you have negative 12 Pope points, and you have to, like, accumulate. So the game wins when, not when someone becomes the Pope, but when everyone is eligible to become the Pope. So it's not really a fun board game.
That sounds fucking awful.
It is.
Why did you tell us this story?
Because they sat there and played it for like one night with a bunch of friends, and they were like halfway through, they're just like, we can't play this anymore. This is the worst board game ever.
All right.
So that's how I feel Bible the board game is. If Bible the board game was actually like the Bible and there was like sodomy and like mass murder and circumcision and like a lot, you know, Old Testament shit to go with the Ghostbusters theme of earlier, I think it would be a much more interesting board game. Like, oh no, God is smiting you. Your characters turn into a pillar of salt. Lose 3 turns. But anyway.
What did your character do? Well, I slipped and fell and knocked over this vase. God smites you and sends you and everyone you know to hell.
Oh, that's reasonable. Halfway through the game, it turns into the New Testament and everyone just has to hug each other. Except for demon possessions. So anyway, as I was saying, Kickstarter, when you have like multiple percentages over, like 1,000% reached of your goal, you get higher, higher, and higher in the new and hot section. And that's why the Cool Mini stuff is always in that section.
But boner's up.
Yeah. So that's part of their whole marketing thing, which is smart. Like they're gaming the system, but they're doing it correctly. Yeah,
then their goals are probably the absolute bare minimum they need to produce the stuff in the...
Actually, I believe couple of them were far lower than what they needed. I think Sedition Wars, I you know, I don't know off the top of my head, but I think maybe the goal was 100,000, maybe. Mm. But and I think that like the maximum they needed was like 200,000 to make actually get the game. But because they knew that they would make over that, they decided to do it. Which is a smart. I'm not disagreeing.
It's ballsy until that fucks and blows in their face.
Well, I mean, yeah, but so far it's not. I mean, so far all their stuff has made over 1,000.
It won't.
I mean, eventually they will come across something that is not going to succeed.
Then they won't list it.
Yeah, they'll know ahead of time not to list it. I mean, it's smart marketing on their part. But speaking of, then you look at like Golem Arcana, which was a game you put up on the Kickstarter and on a Facebook page. I wasn't going to do it just because I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah, it looks kind of neat.
You think this looks neat?
Well,
for those who don't know, explain what Golem Arcana's hook is.
It's a skirmish game where you have a little stylus wand that looks like a dildo.
Actually, I believe it kind of looks like a sonic screwdriver from Doctor Who.
Fuck Doctor Who. Fuck Tim Hardy or whatever the fucking dude's name.
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hatt. Fuck them all. Fuck them all. Okay. Fucking stupid ass shit. I fucking hate Doctor Who. It's fucking everywhere. I'm sick of seeing fucking Doctor Who cosplay. I'm sick of hearing fucking
Whovians
talking about fucking Doctor Who. I'm sick of seeing it on my goddamn Facebook feed. I'm sick of seeing it on my goddamn Twitter feed. I'm sick of people fucking bringing it up in casual conversation. Fucking Doctor Who needs to fucking die in a fire. Whoever's currently playing Doctor Who needs to get into a horrible car accident and kill the executive producer, the writer, the director, and any Doctor who's ever played Doctor Who before. They all need to die in one giant fiery inferno.
Every day next week, I'm putting up a Doctor Who gaming link.
I will delete it. I will delete it with extreme prejudice. I'll just sit there and I'll just stare at the Facebook page as soon as it comes up. Like,
no, this is exactly what you'll do. I can tell you exactly what you do. You're going to look at it and go, God damn it, Joe. And then you'll be like, you like go to like delete it and you're like, ah, it's too much work.
Yeah. I might do enough work to copy paste like pictures of dicks under it. Be like, so it's like, oh, Doctor Who article. Ah, giant dick.
Anyway, Golem Arcana.
Fucking Doctor Who. Golem Arcana is a small skirmish game with a little dildo that you run around the base of the figure, and it gives you like digital information about it. It sets up like hybrid with a computer or smart device, I do believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's I know it works for Apple. It's going to work for the Apple operating system, the mobile operating systems, and Microsoft.
Yeah, I think it looks neat. Is it something that I would personally kickstart? No.
It's very expensive to kickstart.
Yeah.
Because it's, of course, because you have all this electronic stuff that's going around with it. The minis are very unique. I mean,
they're cool looking.
They're not anything. They're very Steve. Steve.
Those guys are sweet.
Golems.
The flesh golems.
Golems.
The fucking flesh golems, dude.
Arugal.
The flesh Arugula. Golems are cool.
And actually, they have some other ones, too, that are kind of neat. And they go by codexes. I like these guys. These guys are kind of cool.
Those are the flesh golems.
Are those the flesh golems?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I really like their thing. And if this wasn't electronic and it wasn't so expensive because of the electronic system, I'd probably kickstart it. At least, like, two, you know.
Right.
That's two it. Sets it, just
the,
to do it.
This is eventually, I don't think this is the game. I think hopefully this gets fully funded and, like, comes out, which would be great because I think it's a good step. Eventually, there will be a game that successfully crosses
gap. Like, the third attempt at it. There was Exiles, and there was another one.
Mm-mm. It was just Exiles. There was the card game for the PlayStation I, but I can hardly count. Eye of Judgment.
Okay. I just remember that there was another somewhat similar game. Exilis was the one who really attempted to do it.
Yeah, but Exilis required both players to have their smartphone
with them the time.
Yeah. And Exilis came out 2009, I think.
Yeah, it was a little earlier. I mean, it's been a while since they attempted
When Exilis came out, smartphones were much more expensive than they are now.
Yeah. The thing with Exilis looked pretty. It wasn't super expensive. But I think here's part of the problem with it. I know this from personal experience. Most gamers I know are kind of assholes, if you will.
Kind of?
Yeah. I'm talking like older gamers, not like little kids who come in and play, but they're Space Marines.
Damn wiener kids.
Damn wiener kids. I gotta go. My damn wiener kids are listening. they come in and they're like, oh, you know, we're, I don't need a smartphone. I got my flip phone because you know what my phone does? It makes phone calls. I'm like, thank you. You're the 12th person to tell me that about your damn flip phone. It's like, I hate it when people think they're being so damn fucking funny with like something that everyone says. Like, I'm so fucking clever. I mean, not to make fun of you, Steve. I love you with all my heart and soul. But when you did that whole football thing, it's like, it's not football. It's hand egg. Because it's like, you know how many times I fucking heard that from fucking nerd gamers? It drives me up the fucking wall.
Well, I knew that because you actually, you might have forgotten about it, but you actually went in a small tirade about hand egg.
Yeah.
Moons ago.
Yeah.
So I was just like.
Did I do that? Yeah. I apologize.
You did.
I apologize on my hands and knees. I will.
No. You went on a tirade about how much you hate hand egg.
Oh,
like how you hate the term.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay.
So,
yeah.
So much later, I'm like, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then that makes more sense because I was like, I don't remember ever doing that.
No. You never said the hand egg.
Oh, okay.
You were like, I hate that.
No, and it's
so I knew that, and I was just like, I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna butter his
and
bread.
I'm gonna butter your bread. What bothers me is it's not that you think. It's people think they're being clever when they do it. But when you read something on the internet and you're gonna repeat it thinking you're being clever, if most people who go on the internet will probably have heard this before. Not everyone, because most people just get all their information from George Takei's Facebook page.
Oh my.
But that's what it, so like that's similar with the smartphone thing. I got a smartphone that's a flip phone. Cause you know what I do? I make phone calls on my phone. That's good because I masturbate in the bathroom with mine. So there you go. Can your phone put up pornography? My phone creates pornography. Kelly shorts. That's the greatest thing about the smartphone. 24/7 access to pornography.
It's true.
Yeah. Like even like I'll just be sitting there like, I'll go on Facebook in the bathroom while I'm sitting there taking my poop. I'm like, I could look at some porn right now.
Just the knowledge of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, just the knowledge I could do that. I have a friend who talks about anal sex all the time. That's like he's like his go-to thing when he tells you anal sex, anal sex, anal sex. He goes, and I go, have you ever actually done anal sex with your wife? He goes, nah, but she said I could. And just the knowledge that I could is enough.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm like, all right. Good for him.
Just knowing.
Yeah, but Exilis, I think that was part of the problem is that Exilis couldn't hook in a large number of the adult gamers because they didn't have smartphones. They didn't have smart devices. Mm. And that could be, you know, part of the failing for this.
Yeah, it probably would have been better off if it came out now.
Yeah, it would have done a little bit better.
The exponential growth of people who own smartphones would have helped that out. So you got to figure some of that's at least going to trickle down into the gaming community.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it will eventually.
There's only so many George R. R. Martin lookalikes who say, like, fuck it, I've got my Razor.
I got my Razor phone. Not even Razor phones. They got, like, Nokias from, like, 1980s.
Razor.
I had a Razor at one point.
I did, too.
It was a good phone.
Yeah, I like the Razor.
Look, we got a gamer with a flip phone right here.
If the Razor would have, if the Razor would
you
have,
you can't call someone with a smartphone a hipster. It doesn't work in this day and age.
That's okay. You have a fucking iPad right there.
Yeah, it's because most people have tablets nowadays. A lot of people have tablets nowadays. Not most people, but whatever. Continue.
I don't remember where I was going.
Interesting
about the Razors. They had so much market share.
Yeah.
Because of that phone. If they would have just immediately putting more effort into that phone and like advancing the Razor, they would have not really gotten so smashed.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the Razor
nobody buys Motorola's anymore.
No, they don't. I like my Razor, and I used it for quite a bit longer because initially back in like I think I got my iPhone in 06 was
ridiculous market share.
I got my phone in I got my phone in, I think 08 my iPhone in 08. I remember I had my Razor all the way up until then, and I saw my friend who had an iPhone, and I was just like, what do I need that for? I just need to make phone calls. And I was like, oh, pornography. Oh, okay.
Who fucking makes phone calls? Like, text everyone.
Yeah, I don't want to talk on the phone. I don't want to talk to you.
I want to text. I don't like talking to people on the phone.
No, I don't
Not
either.
To mention I have, like, very small minutes, but unlimited text and data.
Yeah. I don't fuck it. Like, Exactly. I use it to look up and see what bonuses I'm getting on my Kickstarters, too. Ooh, I'm getting more figures. What? I get a digital download novella? Well, fuck this. That's a wasted... I don't want to read your BS Mary Sue fan fiction.
So,
So, Golem Arcana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think it's the game.
No.
But there will be a game that crosses the gap.
Crosses the gap.
That's what it is.
That's pornography. Okay, so, like... Yeah, at $225 you get, or $250 technically, you get the base game and all four core codec sets of four golems each. It's 250 farted.
I wonder if that got picked up. I hope it did.
Yeah. So 250 is the maximum and the minimum amount you have to put to get all of the sets with all the figures. So you get this the game board game, and the problem is you only get 22 figures at $250. That's a little high. Granted, yeah. You're paying for the Sonic Screwdriver.
You're paying for the magic.
You're paying for the magic.
Paying for the magic.
There you go. And in order to get, let's see, I think it's like $65. You get the base game, so that's not too bad if you're just looking to get the base game and play around with it.
Right, which is probably what someone should do if they're interested.
Yeah, I would definitely take a look at it and see if it's something that you and your gaming group would be interested in. It's not my thing. That's too much. That's with the digital stuff and everything. I just want to look at my. I want to be an old groggy gamer, like Donald Featherstone, God rest his soul.
Who?
Donald Featherstone.
The fuck is that?
He's like the father of modern wargaming.
I thought that was H.G. Wells.
No, he's the father of wargaming. I'm saying modern wargaming.
Oh.
He was a guy who's. I think he's British. I don't know. Fucking who knows? But he would like write books that were, you know, all those really, really dry historical wargaming books that you'd read.
I wouldn't read those.
Or you'd see, and then you'd be like, "I'm not reading those."
Yeah,
that make more sense.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
He was the guy that wrote all of them. He'd be like, "Wargaming during the Boer Wars," you know, and he would write like a 600-page book with like really, really dry rules.
So he's a dude that a bunch of George R. R. Martin lookalike really yes, cared about.
Definitely. I mean, like old school gamers, like the guys that like who look at the guys who look like George R. R. Martin.
Would never possibly listen to our podcast because they're still going, "What's a computer?"
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need that. I've got my abacus. and one of them's got a flip phone. The other one's like, "A flip phone? I don't read that. I got a phone at home. I can make my phone calls."
Exactly. It's like, "I can make a phone call at home."
Hello, operator.
Give me Klondike 555. Yeah, those are the type of guys. The guys who look at the George R. R. Martin guys and go like, "These fucking young whippersnappers coming in here with their flames of
war."
They
all wear suspenders.
They all do wear suspenders. Actually, these guys don't wear suspenders because they're
sweatpants.
Their pants are so high up.
Sweatpants coming up to their neck?
Yeah, pretty much. Sweatpants coming up to the neck. Trousers that are, like, cinched off at the armpits.
Trousers. It's a fucking stupid word.
But, I mean, I don't want to deny it. I own a couple Featherstone books. They're pretty fun. They're cool. I mean, it's from a historical point of view, I guess. But anyway, speaking of historical books, no, I guess not necessarily historical books. I picked up the Ronin book from the Osprey miniature series. Have you seen that?
No.
You'd actually kind of like the series. Are you familiar with the Osprey Wargaming series?
I know Osprey.
Yeah, we make fun of them on the podcast. Yeah,
we talked about like their steampunk game and various other stuff.
Well, yeah,
I've never looked at them at all because I'm like, it's Osprey.
Well, they're having this whole wargame series, and if people don't know, you know, this is kind of a reintroduction episode. Osprey.
This is a terrible reintroduction, by the way.
Yeah, I guess. Carry
on.
Whatever. Osprey is a publishing company, and they put out these little, you know, 200-page books where they talk about like the buttons on the military uniforms during the Franco-Prussian War,
the James
Franco-Prussian War, the Winter Assault. You know, like the most specific inane thing ever. They put out 200 pages just dedicated to that thing. But they went into the war. They've gone into the wargaming market. They've done it before. Field of Glory is a Osprey series. That's
I'd be interested in that game. It's called Field of Glory.
Field of Glory Hole.
Ooh.
Just put your penis on the
whoa,
table.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So a bunch of gamers would immediately be disqualified. They'd be like, I can't reach it.
I can't find my wiener.
I can't find it. I can't reach it. I can't put it up there.
I'm like, you lose.
I can't find my wiener.
So They did Field of Glory, which is 15mm, like, massive historical wargaming. Fun game. People like it. You know, whatever. I'm not going to cry about it. They do it in partnership with Warlord Games. They do Bolt Action, which is the World War II game that's still pretty good. But they're actually putting out kind of like a series. And people, they're actually reaching out to fans, like just normal gamers, to create rule sets for them. I don't know how they're paying them or if they're just giving them the opportunity to get their name out there. But they've done.
They're giving them the opportunity to get their name out there.
Yeah.
The ultimate in not paying your employees.
Yeah.
Well, get your name out there.
Yeah. This is free publicity for you.
Yeah, free publicity.
But they did an Age of Arthur game. They've done Interwar game, which was terrible. I didn't like it at all. The third one they did was the steampunk game In Her Majesty's Service, I think it's called. Very, very good game. I'm very impressed by it. I think
in it, can you service Her Majesty?
Yes.
Nice.
Sweet. We are not amused. Little to the left. The British players are like, I'm making fun of Queen Vic. We can't stand for this. Oi, 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 oi.
Why are they soccer hooligans?
Because that's what all British people are. Don't you remember Ed Spettigew?
That's true.
But anyway, that was a great book. They put out their fourth book, which is Ronin, which is Samurai Skirmish. Not as fun as I thought it would be. I thought it would be more in the vein of Majesty's Service, which is, you know, kind of build your warband up from the ground up. And I thought it would have, like, more of a Kurosawa flavor to it. You know, Seven Samurai and Ronin, all that other... Kagemusha. What are some other Japanese movies that are, like, classic samurai movies? You know this more than me. You're very weeaboo.
Usagi Yojimbo?
Yeah, like Usagi Yojimbo. Like a rabbit jumping around with a samurai sword. I know that reference, but it's...
Actually, you just incorrectly used the term weeaboo, but I'm not gonna.
I thought weeaboo was just someone who's really into Asian culture.
That is not accurate.
What is it?
Someone who's really into Asian culture is someone who's really into Asian culture. Mm-hmm. A weeaboo is someone who takes it past the point of reasonable.
Like, you don't understand me, Dad. The only one who understands
They will use random Japanese phrases in everyday conversation with people who have no possible way to understand
it. American people who say bloody. I hate that.
I don't know any American who says bloody.
I know a couple. I dated a girl once who said, like, bloody, like, oh, this is bloody terrible. And I'm like, where were you born? You were born in Woodridge. Knock this shit off.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, if she was an import, that would have been fine.
Well, yeah, if she was an import, of course.
So, like, they, like, you know, wear button-down anime shirts and...
You mean the virginity protectors.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah. It's they lack any sort of real social skill.
Yeah.
And, like, it's basically, like, to super make fun of them.
It's you, like, you call you, like,
Wapanese. Wapanese.
Wapanese?
Okay. Yeah, it's, like, it's the upgraded form of, like, Wapanese, is weeaboo. It's, like, just a transitioned word because of the Perry Bible Fellowship.
Yeah.
Weeaboo. You know, like anyone, they're basically, like, so obsessed with, like, Japanese culture that it's, like, they just are like, oh, my God. I mean, because you can appreciate a lot of foreign cultures.
It's like when you call me your senpai.
Right. Well, I'm doing that in a more of a hipster, ironic fashion.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, senpai is also funny. That's the other thing, too, is if you know, like, a weeaboo will get, like, super on tilt if you use Japanese words incorrectly or say them wrong, but they'll actually use words that they don't make any sense.
Like sake, like, it to me.
Well, like, okay, so the Japanese word for cute is kawaii.
Kawaii?
Kawaii. Not to be confused with kuai, because kuai is scary. Kawaii is cute. So the weeaboo thing is to be like, kawaii desune, which means nothing. Like, kawaii means cute, desune means nothing.
Is that anything with, like, dezu, like, dezi?
It just means nothing. Nothing. Like, but the thing
I've
is...
I've seen that in pornography terms. I'm talking about a lot of porn in this episode.
But they'll say that because in certain animes, like, the characters will have, like, these weird little tics.
That's right, yeah.
And, like, they'll say words that don't actually exist. Mm. So, like, so then they'll think that that's how you say cute is, like, those three words. It's like, nope. But they'll think that. So, but one of the things that'll super piss them off is if you mispronounce things. Mm. So the... Another one is they're going to say a lot is baka, which means dummy, like stupid.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, you're so baka. Like, that's what you tell them. Like, every word you got to use, just completely mispronounce it.
Like when we talk about 40K.
Right. Right.
Spiss, that is.
Yeah.
Chevy Bolter.
Chevy Bolter is fucking.
Strom Bolter.
Yeah. And so, like, they get so pissed. It's fucking hilarious. Be like, you're just such a baka. You don't understand. Baka. But that's the thing. Like, they pepper it in, like.
Yeah,
in just the most asinine way, and then generally are like, they'll do fan art, they'll make AMVs, they're high tier.
Is that when you make their own translations?
No, AMVs is anime music videos, which means they take like three minute clips of Dragon Ball Z and send it to Linkin Park.
It's always Evanescence whenever I see those.
Oh, okay, fair enough. But that's not Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z is like the ultimate, like, Linkin Park one. I think it's Naruto's,
like,
as well.
It would be like... It would
Are
be
you
like
a Naruto's?
Dragon Ball Z and, like, drowning pool.
Yeah,
you let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
floor. Nice. Yeah, I mean, you, there's lots of stuff that's cool about Japan, but there's lots of stuff that's cool about a lot of other countries. Yeah. I think, there's a lot of stuff in Japan that I think is totally awesome, but I also really like India. I think India is fucking sweet, other than the filth.
Yeah, other than the plague they still have.
Right, but lots of stuff is pretty sweet.
About Soviet-era animation right now. That's my hipster
Soviet-era animation? Nice.
That's a good one. You should use that. Japanese culture is so passé. I'm all into Soviet-era animation. So, anyway, back to the rule sets.
Dun, 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 dun. Glorious friendship tomorrow, worker. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
And now another exciting episode of Worker and Parasite. So anyway, the Ronin rule set is pretty cool. It's not fun. It's not like something I would go out and actively play. I thought it would be more like Saga, more like Her Majesty and Majesty's Service or whatever it's called. I thought it would be more like that. It's not. However, the next rule set they have coming out is called A Fistful of Kung Fu, and it's all 70s blaxploitation kung fu. And I think that
Osprey is making that?
Yes.
That's so fucking weird.
Doesn't that sound amazing, though?
Can my character be is it a role-playing game or is it a minis game?
It's a mini game.
Oh, man. I wanted to play Dynamite Jenkins.
But you can play Dynamite Jenkins, because if it works like Majesty's Service, you can build your own warband.
Fucking nice. Building Dynamite Jenkins.
You have to, sculpt in the afro onto the top.
Boss.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds amazing. It looks like a mixture of, if I could describe it would probably be The Last Dragon, the board game.
Dynamite Jenkins and Cool Hand Leroy.
Cool Hand Leroy?
No, Cool Hand Tyrone.
Cool Hand Tyrone.
Yeah.
I always go with Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon.
Mm, okay.
Feel the beat of the rhythm of the night. Dance until the morning light. Forget about the worries on your mind. You can leave them all behind. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, in all honesty.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But I want to write a rule set for a game classy rule set.
Oh, speaking of movies, I saw the new Riddick movie.
Oh, did you like it?
I liked it a lot, actually. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah?
I saw it at the IMAX.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
Was it in 3D?
No. It was not in 3D, which I thought was awesome. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, a movie in the IMAX. It's not in fucking 3D. Sweet.
Did Vin Diesel do this?
Yes. That happened.
Oh, sweet. It's totally worth going to see that movie.
Yeah, I liked it. It was pretty good. If you like the Riddick movies, which I like, so. Yes.
They're hunting us in the dark.
Kind of, sort of. it's good. I liked it a lot.
That's actually, my Vin Diesel is just my Sylvester Stallone.
Because it sounded, that sounded more like Sly than
brought Vin down. Diesel. Like, that's the only way I could do the impression. Mm. It was
still just that just sounds like grumbling.
That's kind of what Vin Diesel does.
I liked it. It was fun. I'm going to go see Insidious 2 today.
Oh, yeah? I liked Insidious 1.
I did, too.
It's not something I was like, I need to go see this in the theater, but whatever.
Well, I didn't see Insidious 1 in the theater, but because I did and I liked it, I'm going to go see Insidious 2 in the theater. And tiptoe through the tulips in the garden by the willow tree, just tiptoe.
Tiny Tim himself. They can make
tulips with me.
They can make a whole horror movie just based on Tiny Tim.
That guy's a fucking scary motherfucker.
He's a scary motherfucker. So anyway,
Dynamite Jones ain't messing around this scary motherfucker.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm going to buy the rule set when it comes out, and I think we should create a little warband for that. But anyway, I want to create a game classy, I want to do a game for them and see if they'll publish it, but make it fucking ridiculous. Like, I was tossing it out there with just some other people, legitimately wanting to do this, and maybe some of our fans might, or listeners, sorry, I don't want to call them fans, because... Who knows if they actually like us?
Listeners.
They listen to us out of spite and anger.
Yeah.
See if they like it. But I wanted to do a Saturday morning kind of adventure cartoon mini game. So
that already exists.
What?
Oh, the role playing game exists.
No, not the role playing. I'm talking mini game. Like you build your warband, like a Johnny Quest style with or Scooby Doo gang, Herculoids, Thundar the Barbarian. Like, you build it around there and you do crazy adventures and stuff like that. Kind of like Venture Brothers, the minigame, so to speak.
Alright.
You know, something ridiculous that. Where you have to fight against the alligator people. Oh no, the Ant-Men! Dr. No-Face is coming after us!
Now, is it going to be any Saturday morning cartoon?
Well, I'm thinking more of the adventure-style Saturday morning cartoons.
That's a shame.
So, there will not be Snaggletooth. It's Snagglepuss.
I want the fucking talking car. The gene bug.
Well, there could be a talking car. I was thinking about that. Right. Having, like, they have to have a vehicle that goes with them. You know, some of them, it could be like a car with
sass.
It's a car with sass. It's what was his name? Dune Buggy?
I think it was Dune.
Was it just Dune Buggy?
No, it was something buggy.
Jabberjaws with them.
Jabberjaw. Woo! Look out, fellas! That was the weirdest shit.
Why was he Curly from the Three Stooges?
I assume he was reincarnated Curly from the Three Stooges. The fucking shark.
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking. But I was thinking, like, it would be fun to do, like, adventure, like Venture Brothers or Johnny Quest, like, dun dun da 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 da. But yeah, it's got to take itself kind of seriously. Like, it could have that comedy element to it, but it should still be an adventure game at heart.
Do it complete, actually.
Like, you could have Gleep and Gloop from
Hercules. You could do it completely straight up serious.
Yeah.
So, like, Gleep and Gloop, you have, like anatomical forms and, like, how they're actually put together as things. We're like, here are their organs. Here's how they're moving.
Exactly. Like,
yes. So,
and then that big rhinoceros comes out and goes,
and shoots fucking meteors out of its head. Fucking Herculoids. That show sucked.
That show was awesome.
I hated that show even when I was small.
Oh, you shut your whore
that
mouth.
That show fucking sucked, bro.
Do you like Thundar?
Yeah.
In the year 1995.
Thundar is fucking awesome. The best is they found fucking the remains of NASA.
Yeah.
It was like, these people used to take metal boxes to space.
I just love the idea of, like, in 1995,
the Earth was
consumed by nuclear war.
Well, dude, that was pretty far in the future when they made that in 1984.
I know, it was way earlier than that, like, whatever. 60s.
Whatever.
Yeah, it was way before our time.
I like
but that's
that
what
one.
I was thinking. I was like putting something together like that. So if listeners, if you like that idea, just give me some encouragement. Maybe I'll actually put it together. I need someone who's going to write the crunchy rules, like how it's, you know, like all that. I'll do all.
But what about Stand Tank Final Impact?
So, oh, your mecha game.
Yeah.
I was looking through what you wrote about it. I'm just like, I don't understand any of this. By the way, anybody who says like they want like combination mech, like I want to like put my mech together in this way, we talked about that on like two podcasts ago.
It's not gonna happen.
It's gonna go all the way to, it's always gonna go to optimal loadout. Yeah. Everyone's gonna take the same fucking mech.
It's not gonna happen.
The optimal loadout.
My mechs are going to be pre-made by Base and Faction,
and plus it doesn't make any sense for like if you're mass producing mechs for anything that you would have customization. No, they're mass producing them. They're gonna put them out the same mech all the time. I mean, they might like do a variation on that mech, but they're gonna put out like 100 of that variation,
right?
Yeah, no, and people don't actually like customization in their minis. They think they do, but they don't.
Well, it just doesn't actually. It's an illusion. It doesn't actually exist.
Exactly. It's all about
optimal loadout.
Optimal loadout. That should be this podcast should just be called Game Classy Optimal Loadout. Maybe I'll just do that. Maybe that would be the name.
Optimal Loadout.
Yeah, the Optimal Load.
You should do Optimal Loadout, but load in all caps.
The Optimal Load, and then put a big penis for the picture.
Nice.
Squirting out like Game Classy logos.
Oh. In my now we're taking it to the next level.
Now I'm with you. Look at pornography on my phone now.
My nipples are pretty.
By the
hard.
Way, that's where I going back to the Japanese conversation. That's where I learned most of my Japanese terms is from Japanese porn.
Well, that's the thing. If you watch a lot of it,
what's this Fuda mean?
Fudanari. Yeah, well, if you watch like a bunch of,
if Guro is anything like this, oh god,
Guro, Guro is good stuff. If you Google either of those things, you're putting your life in your own hands.
Yeah,
we take no responsibility. but if you watch a lot of subtitled anime, and this is why the weeaboos do that, is like you pick up words.
Yeah, like of course you will.
You learn what shit is because like
it's like immersion.
Right. You just learn.
When you sit in your room wearing your anime t-shirt and the only thing you could do on a Saturday night is watch anime, you're going to pick up stuff.
How dare you call this Burger Time t-shirt an anime t-shirt? This is fucking Burger Time.
I wasn't saying you. I was just saying people.
You son of a bitch.
What time is it? It's Burger Time.
It's fucking Burger Time, baby.
It's Burger Time. Yeah. All right. So, do we have any other gaming stuff we need to talk about? Board games, card games. I know we talked a lot about minis today. Which I've been like trying to get back to board. Played
I'm down on the minis games lately, baby.
You're down on them?
Yeah. I don't know. They're like fucking time consuming as shit.
They are time consuming. Played some more Super Dungeon Explorer. Enjoying the hell out of it. Got the Von Drake expansion.
Blah.
Blah.
Did you use a little Belmont?
Yeah. My only complaint
he's
is...
He's the best character in the
seriously, series. Seriously, what, he's not really the best.
But... No, he's the best because he's a Belmont.
Oh, okay.
He's a little fucking Simon Belmont. Like, bam, best character.
Von Wilder?
Best Von character. He's Simon Belmont.
Okay.
You just call him Simon Belmont because okay. That's who he is.
All right. My only, my biggest complaint with that game still is the... For the amount you're paying for it... Well, not the amount I paid for it because I did it all through Amazon and had a couple discounts and everything else. But the amount that you're paying for it, the quality of the figures is really, really, really low. Like, a lot of flash, not really well put together, you know, a lot of, like, huge...
Well, you're supposed to put them together.
Well, no, the expansions, everything comes pre-assembled.
Really?
And the core game, everything, you have to put the stuff together, which is, like, shitty because it takes a long-ass time to do that. But there's, like, the flash, there's a ton of mold lines on there.
That's so weird that the fucking... The expansions are assembled, and the core set's not.
And all of the stuff is assembled, but it's assembled like that kid who bought the Space Marines over at the bunker assembled them. So there's huge gaps
and
all.
Tiered bits in them?
Yeah, there's tiered bits on them. They got, like, all the white, the glue marks, you know, that white, film that's on everything.
The frost? The super glue frost?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
And there's huge gaps in between where stuff was glued together. So I was not very happy with that. Because the amount you're paying for it, you're paying a lot for that game. That's a very expensive game. And for to get that, even the expansions, because the expansions you're just getting like, I think you're getting like $30. Or I should say, you're paying $60 and you're getting only like 30 figures.
Right. There.
But I mean, even for $2 a figure, I mean, still, you're not getting anything else. You're getting a couple cards and that's it. And this is a board game, mind you. So there's that. And actually, remember how we talked about going back to 6th edition Warhammer Fantasy?
Yeah.
That's happening. Not with you, but with some other person.
Oh, okay.
Me and Dwayne Zoldek at the last Hobby Night were like, he was like, do you want to play some fantasy? I'm like, I'm not a really big fan of the new rules. He goes, do you want to go back to 6th edition like you said in the podcast? I'm like, yes! So I'm going to bring out the old 6th edition Empire.
Nice.
Yeah. But aside from that. Card games, board game. Pathfinder. You played Pathfinder,
the
card game?
I didn't play it.
No.
Gotten fucking like, okay, here's the thing. With a game like Pathfinder, it's so big. Everyone's heard about it. Everyone's going to know it's good. Like, the reviews for that game are 98% positive reviews.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
I'm not going to be able to add anything to it and be like, yeah, I played it. It was good.
Well, yeah. Well, we said it earlier. It's they finally just decided that we're going to take all the role playing out of Pathfinder, all that annoying role playing.
No, it's like you totally have the cool experience of playing Pathfinder without having to actually fucking play Pathfinder.
Well, yeah. What it is, there's no role playing involved in it. You're actually playing Pathfinder the way that people want to play Pathfinder,
yeah,
which is
overcoming challenges and obstacles without actually having to think.
Yeah.
Because you're just playing card rules.
Yeah.
Which is why card games are superior.
I don't know. They have their own places.
Well, all right. Here's the thing. If you're lucky enough to have a good role playing group, role playing games are amazing. They're the highest of tier. Yeah. But finding a good role playing group is fucking impossible.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like if you get it, you better do everything in your fucking power to stay in it.
It's like, to those people who like sports, it's like having a good fantasy team to play with.
Not even fantasy that. Players, it's like if you have three people in a GM who all actually roleplay, you are significantly above any other group.
You'll appreciate this. Because remember how I always say, Doug, I never want to hear about your character. I never want to hear about your campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to hear about your fantasy league. So if you play in a fantasy league, don't talk about your fantasy league. No one cares. No one does.
That's all they fucking hear about at work.
Yeah. No one cares about fantasy leagues. They don't. Like, oh, you have a clever name for your fantasy team. Oh, that's good. Nice. And?
That's all I hear about at work, dude. It's so fucking awful. It's like, God, stop talking about it.
Whenever I hear about people's fantasy teams or current sports ball going on, I always just whip out, like, have you seen the newest Tau Codex? And they're like, what? I'm like, exactly. Now you know how I feel. But aside from that, do we have anything else we want to talk about, Steve? Do you have anything? What's new in your gaming world?
Not too much.
Not too much.
Nap time.
I walked in here. Steve was sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, baby.
You feel okay? You feeling good?
Yeah.
Your back hurt a little bit sleeping on the couch?
No, that couch is fucking super comfortable. If you haven't noticed, the couch is gigantic.
The couch is massive. All right. Well, I didn't want to
wake Nikki up when I got up because I was home late and she had to work today, which blows ass. Okay. So I didn't want to wake her up at like 3 a.m. I was just like, I'm just gonna go to bed on the couch.
Let's see. I'm just taking a quick look. On the Planet Arbitrary, someone shared a link with us. Let's see.
Is it a link to Lemon Party?
No.
Oh.
No, it's actually just fucking Pat A and his video games. Pat B and his video games.
Pat A.
Pat.
Oh man, I'm telling Pat B that you know a Pat A.
He knows Pat A too. Pat A introduced me to Pat B.
Weird.
I know, isn't it?
That's so fucking weird.
That's what we call. Didn't you ever wonder why we call him Pat B?
I call him Pat B all the time.
I know, but don't you wonder where that came from?
His last name starts with a B.
Well, I know that, but why? Why don't we just call him Pat?
I don't know. I just called him Pat B.
I know because everyone else calls him Pat B, but we all call him Pat B because there's a Pat A. It's all right. There was a guy I went to a high school with who was... No, I'm not going to go into that because he might actually listen to the podcast. Well, actually, I know someone he knows that listens to the podcast and he might accidentally tell him. So okay. There you go there. Yeah,
I'm sure there was a fire
Hi,
set.
Mick. Mick is one of the guys like Pat B who listens to the podcast but has no idea what gaming, like anything about gaming.
Oh,
so
nice.
He's just like, I just think you guys are funny. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nice.
So we could actually just sit here and like masturbate each other for the next 5 minutes.
I don't think just hearing would make very, very much entertaining. Yeah, and then a couple,
I can sound like Riddick.
Come in, beat me.
God damn it.
Masturbate.
God damn it.
To come out at night.
That doesn't sound anything fucking like Vin Diesel. You're fired, sir. You're fired from the Vin Diesel, I don't know.
The Vin Diesel Reenactment Society?
The Vin Diesel Impersonator Society. You're fired. You're out. You're off the team.
I'm off the team. Oh, someone's calling me.
Ooh.
I don't know who this is. It's 630 number.
Let me see.
514-3065.
I don't know, pick it up.
I shouldn't have said
answer it. Answer it on the camera.
Sorry about that, folks. I'll make sure to edit that out.
Who was it?
It was, I have some bumblebees in my yard I was going to get taken care of.
Oh.
Yes.
Are they bumbling about?
Yeah. I don't know if they're bumblebees or if they're honeybees, so I want to make sure that I get them taken care of properly.
Bumblebees are much larger.
These aren't, like, huge. Like, I know what a bumblebee looks like. These kind
honeybees
of...
are smaller and brown, and they're fuzzy, but they're brown.
Yeah. I think these might be honeybees. Like, I feel really bad about taking... I don't know why I'm talking about this in the fucking podcast, but one of my hobbies is I like gardening a lot. I do a lot of vegetable gardening during the summer, and I'm kind of worried, like, I don't want to hurt them because bees are very good for my garden. I got massive amounts of tomatoes this year because I had bees and we had a really good summer. So I don't want to fuck that up, you know, but so I'm going to have this guy come and take a look at it and see if it's appropriate, you know, to just kill them off or to transplant them. So, I mean, I'm trying to work for the positive for the environment. I don't know. I like how in the last 10 minutes we're just like, eh, fuck games. We're getting enough.
Bees!
Yeah, right? So I called up a guy and he's gonna come out and take a look at them. That's what the whole thing's about.
All right.
Me and my garden when I work out there with my big floppy hat and sundress.
Nice.
Yeah. Sexy. Ain't it? Anyway, so we're probably going to end right there, so... Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. Follow us on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page, Facebook.com/GameClassy. It's not really that, but I'm sure if you just
/. Gaston Rules.
/ no one games like Gaston. There you go. Steve's into that one.
I dig it.
Gaston, old meme. And anyway.
He's a classic.
Classic meme. Also like the Facebook page. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. We're getting up there in the ranks. I think we're up to 250 right now.
Is that good?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
The higher we can get up in the rankings, the more people will listen to us. And the more people that listen to us, the bigger we can expand to our audience.
Oh.
So, I mean, also, if you guys think about...
I think it's all due to the sexy baritone of my voice.
There you go. If any of our listeners have any ideas of what we could do to expand our listenership, please comment on the Facebook page.
Nudes.
Nerds.
No, nudes.
Nudes. No one wants to see
you know
that.
The best thing about TNG was fucking...
Picard wearing his little bikini?
No. When?
When he had the bathrobe on when he's on Risa?
Oh, yeah. No, the best part about TNG is fucking every time there's a problem...
And Worf is there. He's like, Captain, we should destroy it. And he's always like, no, Worf. Like, every time. It's so great.
Speaking of...
I love it. I love it. Because Worf's fucking reaction is just so Klingon. He's just like, we should blow it up. We should disable them with our phasers. Yes.
Whenever... I have me and my wife are rewatching X-Files. I'm rewatching X-Files. I've watched it numerous times. She's never seen it before. So we're watching it, and she always goes, Fox and Dana are always getting into these things. I'm like, who's Fox and Dana? And she's like, you know. Oh, I'm like, Scully and Mulder. Yeah. No one calls them Fox and Dana. Damn weirdo. Aside from that. Yeah, like us on iTunes, and our listeners, if you have ideas that are going to expand our listenership, the number one thing I could say is go on iTunes. You don't have to download it. Just have an iTunes account. It's not that hard. Go on there, give us 5 stars, and write something into a review to say, these guys suck dick, 5 stars. I don't care. Just give us 5 stars. It boosts us up in the ranking. No one reads the reviews anyway. I mean, fuck, we're getting beat by, like, the Dice Tower Shadowrun podcast.
Ouch.
Exactly.
Shadowrun.
So you like us, put us up there. That's all I can say.
Hang on. I'm jacking in.
He's in the web.
That thing was so good. That thing was so good.
Steve, can you surf with the cowboy councils? Damn it, I screwed that up. It's council cowboys.
You really messed it up.
Surf with the council cowboys.
It's a night. A dark night. A terrifying night. Are you ready? Are you brave? How brave? Brave enough to face the terror of a dragon strike! Dragon strike!
The fucking turtleneck.
Fucking
Chris. Turtlenecks, man. Fucking
Chris
hilarious.
Sarandon looking motherfucker. So, yes, what was I? Oh, yeah. Also, so subscribe to us on... never miss an episode of Game Classic, because I think...
Never miss!
Because I think some people miss episodes, and they're like, what happened to episode 38? And I'm like, it's up there. Nothing wrong with it. Subscribe to us on... iTunes Game Classy Podcast, all one word. Also subscribe to the Planet Arbitrary Podcast. We just put up a new vinyl exams. Talk about some old school music, some Rolling Stones.
Ew.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones fucking suck.
Well, I mean, maybe you should listen to the podcast. Maybe I might change your mind.
Nope.
Okay. So, but anyway, vinyl exam just came out. And of course you have Play On, which comes out every other week opposite of us. Sometimes.
Good old Pappy.
Good old Pappy and his retro video game review.
The retro video game podcast.
The video game pet podcast.
The retro pet video game podcast.
Podcast.
Petcast.
Yes! It's the petcast. Petcast.
That's what you know, if we ever change our intro, it should just be the Monday Night Football song.
Dun 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 dun.
Dun dun. Dun dun. Although we might get sued.
Don't we have the little dancing football player, the sports ball player on the side?
No, we just have the Monday Night Football song and just pepper in our like random shit. It's like Eldar.
Well, in order to win the game, you gotta get your Eldar to the objectives. I can't do Madden.
The man is better if it's like even more stupid. It's like if you
want to shoot your opponent, you're gonna have to roll some dice.
Yeah.
He kind of sounds like Cosby. He's like white Cosby.
If you're going to win, you got to roll high.
Yeah, exactly. The Madden advice.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to win, you got to play Space Marines. Tough act of tenactin.
My balls. Oh, my crotch. So anyway, Steve, did I cover everything? I got all the podcasts. I got the Planet Arbitrary Facebook page. I think that's it. Doctor Who rules.
No, that is not fucking right.
So, Steve, until next week,
we're ready to believe you.
Game Classy.